Oh, we can go. I thought so.
Afternoon, guys. It's gonna be heavy, yeah?
Rock and roll.
Oh! Oh, it's fun.
Okay.
So, do we need to retrain Mike on how to put his mic on? Can he get it all by himself this time?
I don't know, I'm feeling like a big boy.
Probably not. I guess he's... He's been listening to Black Eyed Peas too much.
I believe I can fly.
Alright, well, we got some exciting stuff for you guys.
Or not.
Or not.
Just what I needed was something exciting. Remember, I'm an old man.
Okay, ready to go?
Already.
Okay, so apparently we've got well. Conceptual design meeting. Hopefully we've all got exciting really gone, ideas now.
We do.
Exciting ideas. Okay, so here's our agenda. I'm going to open. I'm going to talk for a bit about what we're going to do. I'm going to take some notes. We're going to all do a presentation. And then hopefully we're going to make some decisions now. Yep.
All right.
Well, when I say hopefully, we have to. So... I'm going to let you guys talk before we make decisions. And does anyone really want to go first?
I guess I'll go first.
You too?
Yeah.
What's...
Component, I think.
Component design.
Yep, that's it.
Presented by name.
My name is...
Jose Jimenez.
Your name is Name.
My name is Name.
Hi,
my
Name.
My name is Indigo Montoya. Come on.
Sorry, I did this in a bit of a rush.
Name.
So here's a look inside your really old-looking remote control. You've got a printed circuit board here, and you've got all these buttons which kind of press down little rubber nubbies into these little holes. That
we've all broken a remote control,
right? We've all broken a remote control. So you've also got you've got your chip here, your batteries here, and some assorted electronics.
I just love you tech guys, huh? They just...
Yeah, there's a thingy and...
Well, do jabber!
So, you've got... Here's a transistor, and this amplifies your signal. You've got the LED here on the end of the... on the end of the printed circuit board. You've got a couple diodes here for... I don't know who and whatnot.
I don't know
so
who and whatnot.
Exactly. So we've got a drawing here, or in this example here, this is a 18-pin chip. Yeah, I don't know. It's two AA batteries. This is pretty standard remote. So here are options for our power sources. You can use a basic battery, which we've already discussed. Our tech department also said we have the option of doing some kind of hand dynamo where maybe you crank it or something like that. I don't know if that's really... I don't know, we got some crazy guys down there in that department. So
I got a flashlight. And
you shake it?
Yeah, but it's interesting because you shake it like this. Or like this.
Yeah. So that's the next bullet is the...
And that's on the camera.
The kinetic provision of energy. So... It's like that flashlight where you have to shake it.
Okay.
We've got solar cells, which I don't think is a very good idea because you could not use your remote at night, which doesn't make a lot of sense.
Okay.
And finally, we've got our cradle, our power cradle idea.
Okay, so we basically have battery versus cradle here.
Battery versus cradle, I think is...
Yeah. I like the kinetic.
I figured you would, yes!
It's actually a novel thing because you could sell it as a novelty just to be actually serious for a minute here.
It is more eco-friendly than the cradle because you're still using power off the grid with the cradle. So our case design, we have choices in materials and choices in the general shapes that we can do. Our material choices are a plastic latex type or plastic, a rubber latex type thing, wood or titanium. If we go with titanium, we're going to be limited in the amount of shapes we can do because it's tough to shape the titanium. And
Wood would give us a little bit of a marketing niche, wouldn't it?
I think wood. I can't see anybody wanting to use a wooden remote. It's just
Okay.
Anti-technology, really. You know?
Mm. To me, in a marketing sense, it's not relative. We can accentuate whatever product you put in there, we can find a way to accentuate.
And what we may be able to do, and I think this might be the best option, is to combine a couple of these. My recommendation personally would be to do some kind of a plastic inner shell with a rubber outer shell to make it like a thick plastic inner shell and to have that rubber outer shell to make it more durable, and also maybe I think it feels a little better than the plastic.
You get a good grip on the rubber.
Yeah.
And if you make it from that super rubber, when you drop it on the floor, it can bounce right back up in your hand. Yeah. You don't even need to lean down to get it.
The advantages of working with plastic and rubber is we'll have a lot more options in terms of shape, because you can extrude plastic in basically any shape you want. So, and then we can cover, you know, the breakable bits with rubber. So... but basically, these are curved and double curved. I believe the tech department in their in their message to me that they were referring to the number of curves in the bottom. I have no idea exactly what they're talking about, but that's what they told me. Uncurved, flat, curved, or double curved. I would guess this pen would be kind of like a double curved, where it's curved on multiple axes, right? I think curved means just curved in one axis. And double curved is curved in two axes.
Okay.
Or surfaces. I have
think
no
it
idea.
Might mean something like that sort of shape, because a double curve.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's like what a I wave.
See.
Okay.
Yeah. That's
all right.
What I see.
That
also
makes sense. Okay. Okay. With the interface, we have the following options. We can use push buttons. We can use a scroll wheel with an integrated push button, an LCD display, or multiple scrolling wheels. So these are all options that the user interface guy has at his disposal to put together a user interface.
Okay.
For electronics, we have these very technical descriptions here. A simple chip, which is the least expensive, but I have no numbers to give you. A regular chip, which is like the medium porridge, the...
Do we have actually any concept of what the difference is between a simple chip and an advanced chip?
Yes, the difference is with a simple chip will operate... Oh, why doesn't this scroll up? Previous, okay. A simple chip is required to operate push buttons. An advanced chip is required to operate the LCD display. And it didn't say specifically, but I have a hunch that a regular chip is going to be the scroll wheel and the multiple scroll wheels.
Okay.
So, but, yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's the end of my presentation.
Presentation from, I guess, design would go best next. Technical functions or interface concept?
I think
interface concept.
Yeah, that's
very long presentation.
Yes, but it has your name on it.
Well, that doesn't bode well for it as well. So somehow the thing is too big. But okay. Our manufacturing division wanted speech recognition. They say they could put it to work, but we don't think so.
No.
It you'll be, you know, be affected by
the
other
TV is working. Yeah, it's just, I mean, if somebody says up in the middle of a television show, it's going to change the channel.
Yeah. And fighting for the remote would not be fun anymore. And I think that's one of the things.
But what if you actually had to press a button to make it recognize? So if you press it and went up,
that kind of would.
Well, then why don't you just press the up button?
Yeah, that would kind of.
But if it's just one thing with a button that you can just go.
That's right.
Even still, there's going to be there still will be interference from the TV. It might not be completely confusing, but I think I don't think it's practical at all. I think it's a bad idea, frankly.
And okay. So, taking that away,
you guys know your stuff.
The rubber buttons are the more reliable. It's the ones that would allow us to to market our product as being, you know, less prone to damage and more resistant to things like spillage of liquids over it, or, you know, misuses as it happens to remote controls. As for the point that we're making about losing it, well, we want a small remote control on one side because we want it to be cool and designed, but apparently the market shows that bigger remotes get less lost.
That I would believe.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think we need to compromise between those two, and somehow we'll do that. Somehow. So the what I would propose is something more or less in the direction of what is to the right of that slide, but without with a less complicated design. So the numbers, the volume control and channel control and teletext access. The volume and channel control can just become those the four button array, as in if it was a round dial. Mm-hmm. And if you just think about it as the one to the right, but with the numbers and the four buttons, plus maybe a center one with teletext.
So we're suggesting doing a sort of scroll wheel thing for the volume?
It's not a
scroll wheel.
It's just four buttons that are on a cross.
Ah, okay.
So that you basically can control all of the important tasks from that.
Instead of play, stop, rewind, and fast forward there, that's up, down, louder, and quieter.
Okay. Yeah, so I think we go for something mid-size, so something that looks good and not too prone to get lost.
That be it? Okay. So on to... functional requirements or trend watching?
I don't know.
Trend watching has a later date there.
Trend watching, I believe.
46, 1957.
Yep. See what it looks like. It's been so long.
I don't feel.
Well, I don't know what to say. When I see the product, I don't want to buy it. I see so many of them out there. There's nothing about that product that makes me want to choose that product over other products that are out there.
Are you talking about the picture?
Yeah, yeah.
That's not our design. That's just that's just something a graphic he used to show you the layout.
Okay.
Of what the layout of the buttons might be like.
Okay, because right now I don't have too much to say about how to market this product because we don't have a product to market yet. And from talking to Mike is that we can market a more expensive product now. That's what I understand.
I
so
management said yes.
Hello.
She is that. That's a bit of spam.
And so, yeah, I'm a little bit stuck right now in that what is it that I'm going to market? Without special or increased marketable features, I don't believe the product has a consumer demand. I like the idea of the scroll. There are so many people making these products at this price right now. What are we going to do to make this one special and unique?
What's special and unique about a scroll?
It's
cool.
Yeah, I just see it as different. I don't say it's specially... I don't say it's special. I say that it's different. What I'm looking for as marketing is give me something different. Give me a lower price, give me a higher price, give me some new technology. Don't give me the same thing that everybody else is putting out there on a shelf. It's at the same price. I need something to market about this thing. We're a new
I'd
firm.
I'd say, though, that if we do make the decision to go with the cradle, though, then we have that as
when
well.
When we have something like the cradle or something, that's as a marketing standard, I need something to market to make this product unique.
Right. I think the two big points that we have so far are having the cradle and also having the actual design of the case itself, having like this like rubber shell maybe with a plastic interior, having it look really nice and also be really durable.
Okay. Just remember, when I made up this report, I didn't have the information that we're discussing here.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when we have a cradle, when we have some kind of design, so what I'm saying is, from my perspective, I don't have a product to market right now. My personal preference is that we make some adjustment in the cost, either lower or develop and integrate new technology. That is the next step. There's technology, and then there is technology, yeah, which we're moving into the next phase. And so we're going to have some new technology to enhance the marketability. Yeah, again, I'm not sold on the product because we don't have a product, in my opinion, yet. So,
okay.
I need a product to market. And I just, whatever product you guys put together, we'll find a way to market it. That I'm not concerned with.
So now,
if you give me a cutout of what everybody else has, then I need to find a lower cost.
So our big questions here really are: Cradle or not Cradle? Do we go basic or do we go for features? Does anybody really want to do anything with the scroll wheel, or should we ditch that?
Well, my question is, what would the scroll wheel do? Function-wise, what does that do?
Well, that was in your presentation. So, what would you imagine doing?
Well, it's just another way to do the exact same thing that the buttons do.
Okay.
Okay. Now, what I see with a scroll wheel is everybody has buttons. So, from a marketing standpoint, I have another door to walk through when we have something that's unique.
Yeah.
If it creates something more complex or more expensive, then I don't know if that makes it a marketing necessity. But again, from a marketing perspective, I want as much new and different about this thing as possible, because it's a very competitive market.
What I understand about scroll wheels is they're quite expensive to make.
They're going to be more expensive, but on the other hand, I mean, it is an alternative. If you think that's going to sell if we're going to make up the extra cost by extra sales, I think maybe it's worth it to do it. But I mean, I would just use, if I was going to do this, I would just use the scroll wheel for channels up and channels down. I don't think volume, or do you think volume would be?
I'll bet first in volume, maybe.
No, we can do multiple scroll wheels, but.
Well, I like the idea of basically focusing my personal preference, focusing the product on the idea of the case, the dock to put it in to charge it. We can target like environmentally friendly ideas, that mm-hmm. sort of things. It makes it easy to market. It's easy to differentiate the product.
That's right.
Yeah, so
I think so.
And if we keep the rest in a format that is durable. Because the whole product's going to need to be more durable, because you're not going to be ditching it as often. It's going to need to be more expensive because of the Cradle. Mm-hmm. So if we can market it in terms of that. And
I think we've got some exclusivity in that. You know, we've got something that nobody else has right now. And that means we can make some adjustments in the retail or wholesale price if we need to, and it also can create its own demand from its uniqueness.
So our big decision then is, how do we do... we have to decide on the details now. How to decide on, well, not exactly the details, but do we have what type of casing? I personally like what you were saying about the plastic with the rubber.
I'm thinking, something like kind of almost like these pens, you know, where you have plastic bits, and then it's not really rubber, but just kind of like a fused, the plastic with rubber on the outside.
Okay. Just a very thin sort of sheet for a grip.
Well, maybe a bit more than is on here, but just as a kind of an inspiration, these pens I think are kind of
okay. So then, if we do we want to do anything more basic with the more advanced with the user interface, in terms of, do we want to go for buttons, or do we want, if we're ditching the scroll wheels, do we want to go LCD? Do we want to have anything else on it?
It's only a TV.
From my perspective, I think LCD is a mistake, because this is a universal remote, and all you're doing, you're not going to get any information back from the television. So the only information you can display on this remote is what channel you just sent it at last. And there's just not a lot of information, you know, there. It receives no information. So I don't see any reason for having an LCD because it's an increased cost. Unless you can think of something interesting to do with it.
Yeah, right now there's nothing coming out of the TV to receive, so you know, unless technology changes and information starts coming out of a cable box or something, I don't see the necessity of an LCD either. Don't see it.
Okay. So the question is now, I guess we need to decide on, well, you guys basically have to now go and figure out the details of this thing. So what we need to know in terms of marketing and project management are there any other questions that we need to answer now before you guys can go and build this? What overall things have we not decided on?
Well, we have to, I think for me it's still not exactly clear exactly what the user interface is going to be. There's a scroll wheel in or out. What do you guys like in the user interface?
Maybe in terms of marketing, is that going to make enough of a difference to justify the cost?
Well, I think it's the more uniqueness you can bring to the product, the easier it is, I believe, for me to market. Again, the push buttons I see are everywhere. And so we can go with the same thing, but we're going to be competing in a broader market than if we go with something unique. You know, the other thing I thought about was, you know, do we go to something like this? Make a remote that doesn't look like a remote. It's just an idea, and I don't know.
Well, I don't know about like the flip phone idea, because I think as far as durability, it's not a big. Well,
I mean, what I see, one of the things you brought up in an earlier presentation is, and you got children, their stuff gets inside the circuitry, they get dirty, they get messy with drinks and stuff. This.
Mm-hmm.
And what I keep throwing out there, I just keep throwing out ideas to try to make this thing look or act or in some way identify itself as unique or different. Mm-hmm. But you guys are the ones that have to ultimately create the product within cost.
Yeah, and I guess the question that you're being asked right now is whether is the dock enough of a unique feature to be able to go out and sell that as a very different product? Or do we really need the scroll wheel as well?
Oh,
the
okay.
Comes at quite a cost.
Yeah.
I think you got to get into cost effectiveness. I think if you can have the base station with a locator, I think those are two very strong features. If that's something that can be integrated without a bunch of extra cost.
The locator is going to require a radio transmitter, which mm-hmm. will.
That's going to. Is that going to need a better chip as well?
We're probably going to have to go with it like a medium chip, I would imagine. But we will need a receiver and antenna.
Integrated, yeah. So it's just, I think that's.
It should be a really simple signal, though. So.
I know personally that would be a very attractive feature, is to have a button I can push to find my remote control.
It's presumably going to need a little speaker in it or something like that as well to beep.
That's true, yeah.
But I guess a little tiny speaker is going to be quite cheap. It's not going to need quality,
is it?
It's
it'll be really cheap.
Or maybe you could like have a smell-o-rama, you know, you push a button and it puts out a stink.
Maybe not.
Makes your living room more fresh. As
Yeah.
Okay, we're doing well for time here. We've got about another 10 minutes, I think, that...
So the scroll wheel, in or out?
My personal preference is out. I don't think the cost is justified for a little bit more uniqueness when we already have that. And I don't think it's obvious and natural how it would be used.
Yeah, I think we have, like, it's not very usable and it will bring down the robustness of the whole thing.
Mm. Yeah.
It breaks down easier.
For me, I think the scroll wheel actually might not be so bad. I don't know exactly what the increased cost is going to be, but I think he does have a point. It might push somebody over the edge when they're looking at our remote versus something else, when they see this one has a scroll wheel to go up and down in the channels. I think it might be kind of neat to be able to do it like that.
But then that surely depends a little on the TV, because some TVs are quite slow at changing channels.
Sure.
So if you've got a scroll here and you have to scroll it really, really slowly just so that you're actually keeping in pace with the TV's ability to change channels, or do you have to go through and you wait for it, you scroll it a bunch of times and then you wait
for it? Well, I think what it would be is like this, where it's maybe, you know, a digital wheel, right? Where it's quantized into, you know, a certain...
Oh, yeah. I see. That's what you...
That was my intuition of what the scroll wheel would be.
About now. Okay.
It's just a look and feel thing. It has the same exact functionality as two buttons.
I think there's, you know, that there are so many people today that are surfing, or television surfers, and I see the scroll as a great mechanism for surfing instead of going button to button.
Yeah,
that's really kind of cool, actually.
I really think that's a really cool thing for surfing.
Now, just so you know, though, you did bring up a point which is very valid, is a lot of TVs won't respond exactly the same. Some of them are going to be kind of slow switching. So you may, like, queue up, like, 15 channel changes, and it'll be, like, flip, flip, flip.
Well, there's...
But well, not necessarily. You could basically make it so that it'll... I mean, it's just going to be sending a signal to the TV, yeah?
Right.
The TV's
right.
So if you send about 5 flip channels, if you do that, it's going to flip once.
Yeah, it just might be frustrating where you can't make it go as fast as you want. But I think once people get used to it, I do like the idea of the scroll wheel, though.
And if we're marketing it as a high niche product, then we're going to be selling it to people who are buying good TVs as well, yeah, presumably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I think so. I think so. Now, the only thing I on the interface side of it is that I see the dilemma. But if we have the option of scrolling, chick, 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 at any particular speed, or the option of jumping direct, okay? Mm-hmm. So I can go, presuming I have on my television something that tells me what channel I'm on, I can scroll direct from channel 5 to channel 32. Shunk. I know what, because it's on a television. The television tells me what channel it's on when I change it. So... I don't know that really that's going to be a problem, because a television can go automatically from channel 5 to channel 32 with a push of a button.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so can we create that kind of interface within a scroll system? You understand what I'm saying?
I think I know what you might be getting at.
I see. So if we had an LCD up the top that just did a number on it, right?
Or no, we could read it from a television.
What about this? What about if you can program in your favorite channels into this scroll wheel and you can just like roll through your favorite channels?
That's quite cool. You'd need a display on the
why?
The thing.
It'll tell you when you flip the channel.
The television can tell you.
Yeah.
Can.
No, I see what you're talking about. Yeah, that's kind of cool. How would you program it, though?
Oh, it's one extra button. You say program start and then type in, because you still have the typing, you know, you'll still have the keypad where you can type them in manually. So program start, 01, enter, 05, enter, 38, enter, program end.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and that just basically flips between it, and it'll go, it sends out 05, and then 36, and then 01 again. Yeah, that's kind of cool. I like that.
And again, we have another great marketing tool. We have about three or four
things
here.
That's not going to be too expensive, because that's going to be, you're going to be able to nab that off of computer mouse manufacturers, really.
Mm-hmm.
You basically come up with a partnership to be able to produce that quite cheaply.
I don't know, and maybe we maybe even have this as in-house technology. This may be something that's available through our own services.
Maybe, but that's not going to be such a costly feature. The problem we're going to have is making it robust.
Well, we also have to determine in some manner how to switch between modes, between going through your favorites list and just hitting up one, up two.
We go directional.
Up, so if there's a button,
we go this way for one, we go this way for the other.
No, because you want to be able to go up and down through the channels.
Yeah, people are going to have a favorite sort of whether they do that.
Okay. Well, then you just have a mode switch.
We'll need a mode switch. But then if we have a mode switch, we're going to need some kind of indicator.
Just the light behind the buttons, the
LED.
Backlit buttons, maybe?
Okay.
Would that work?
Okay,
we have 5 minutes. So, right, details that we've talked about here are that we want a scroll wheel, we want a mode indicator, we want backlit buttons, and if we're making backlit buttons period, do we want that just for the mode indicator, or maybe to indicate what button you're pressing at the time so that you know if it's actually pressed or not? I've seen some remotes do that.
Okay, just so you know, I think I mean, it was my understanding that before we were going to stay in the mid-market range. It seems we're kind of approaching a higher end range. I want to make sure everybody's okay with that.
Well, you had acknowledged that we have more money for this.
Yeah, well, we don't have... It's not that we have more money. We can push up the price.
That's what I mean. We can increase the cost.
Okay.
So, I don't know. I don't know.
Just
want to
make sure everybody's on board with it.
Yeah. So we really need to be sure as to what we can push the cost up to, though we haven't got to a stage where we're ready to pin down the price of components. But I'd say, what sort of price are we looking to be able to sell something like that, and what sort of price can we make it for?
Well, I think the design and technology has to come back and say, okay, to create this product, we see it's going to cost us this much for this volume. Because we do have a volume target of 50 million profit.
Yeah, no, I think that's where we really should be more flexible than anything else, because as we said in the last meeting, our management's really looking for us to push our brand.
Right.
We're entering a new market here, so I think the profit expectation for this one product is maybe not as important as being able to...
Okay, I'm okay with that. I guess what I just want... To me, the next step is for these guys to come in with a design proposal with the cost estimate attached. And then we have to take this to the next
level.
But
what's a ballpark as to what we'd be able to sell something
well
like
yeah,
this?
Well, yeah, let's
we have to find cost.
How much would you pay for... With all these features... How much would you pay if you went to the store and you were in the market to replace your TV remote? How much would you pay for that?
Well, you got to think who our target market is, because
I'm just asking
I'm not our target market. I'm a student. But
if
on the other hand, I would think with my project manager salary,
you could probably afford.
Yeah, I could probably afford this. Would I buy it? Maybe, if I had a cool new TV and this was looking really slick and it had the dock and it had the scroll wheel, which I think's a really cool idea, that would sell me on it a little, then maybe, you know, I don't think I'd go over 100 euros, certainly.
Oh,
that would
no,
be
no.
way too much, but I would be happy paying over 40 for it, I guess.
I would say 35 to 40.
Yeah, I was going to say 35 to 50.
Okay. 35 to 50 euros is a sales bracket. Okay.
Okay.
Because one of the things we're marketing about this product is this is the last one you will ever need to buy for
right.
your television. Mm-hmm. It's one of the marketing features in this.
That's why the scroll needs to be really robust.
Okay, so we'll come up with something between 35 and 50 that is rugged rubber, robust with scroll wheel, with the new facilities of the scroll wheel, like favorite stuff. Favorite channels
with a cradle, radio
and
transmitters,
the cradle and yeah, and the locator
and backlit buttons, mm-hmm. and it's gonna look sexy,
or not,
it might look like clay.
Okay, so you can market.
Yeah, that's easy. That's not a that's a check. No, because we have about six, seven features in that alone.
Yep.
Under the title of uniquenesses.
Okay. The next meeting starts in 30 minutes, although does it? It starts at 3:21, the next meeting, so we've got more than 30 minutes. We've got like 50.
Is my 3:21 is the next meeting.
The next meeting is 3:21, yeah.
That's almost 50 minutes.
Yeah, that is.
You guys
they've changed the times from the presentations.
You guys can create a...
Probably. We'll let you know when we're done. If we can go earlier.
Thanks, Chef.
Okay, so you guys will be getting your modelling done now.
Yeah.
And, okay, are there any other questions with regards to what this thing's going to do, look like, how it's going to work, that need to be addressed before we really look at this in a lot of detail?
I don't think so. If there's any questions, we'll just email you, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, I think pretty much everything's covered.
Okay. This one was quite easy.
Could have been worse.
Still always the optimist.
Yes, I am.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thank you. I don't have any emails. This means I can go home. Oh, we gotta leave.
Maybe I just keep
leave the pen.
Maybe I just keep right on walking to the bathroom.
Up on the mother node!
There's loads of them.
Yeah, but these are better because they're not ours.